For the second time in as many weeks, Pope Benedict XVI launched an urgent appeal Sunday for the international community to immediately mobilize itself in aid of the tens of thousands of men, women, and in particular children hit by famine in the Horn of Africa.
Con profonda preoccupazione, seguo le notizie provenienti dalla regione del Corno d'Africa.
Speaking from the courtyard of his summer residence in Castel Gandolfo following the midday Angelus prayer, the Holy Father said, I am following with deep concern the news from the Horn of Africa, particularly Somalia, stricken by a severe drought and then, in some areas, even by heavy rains that are causing a humanitarian catastrophe. Countless people are fleeing from the famine in search of food and aid. I hope international mobilization grows to send timely relief to our brothers and sisters already sorely tried, among which there are so many children. May our solidarity and the concrete support of all people of goodwill not fail these suffering people. The Pope's words echoed around the tiny enclosed courtyard of the Renaissance Palace, where the Holy Father has been enjoying a period of rest in the cooler climes of the Alban Hills. In fact, his only public appointment during the month of July is the Sunday midday Angelus, when pilgrims travel to the hilltop village to join him in prayer.
To this gospel encourages to let the good seed of God's word bear fruit in our lives and to trust in his mysterious plan for the growth of the kingdom.
Reflecting on the Sunday Gospel taken from Matthew chapter 13, Pope Benedict XVI explained Jesus' parable of the kingdom. He said, Christ compares the kingdom of heaven to a wheat field to help us understand that something small and hidden is sown within us, which, however, has an irreplaceable life force. Despite all obstacles, he said, the seed will grow and the fruit ripen, but only if the ground of life has been nurtured according to divine will.
Coltivato secondo la volontà divina.
Finally, Pope Benedict XVI greeted all English-speaking pilgrims present at the Angelus.
I offer a warm welcome to the English-speaking visitors gathered for this Angelus prayer, including the pilgrims from Meath, Ireland. And from Nazareth, the home of Jesus. Let us work for an abundant harvest of holiness in the Church and ask to be found among Christ's righteous ones on the day of judgment. Upon all of you, I invoke the Lord's abundant blessings of joy and peace.